Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni Halacha Dalet in the middle of the Mishnah. We're starting the second line Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah it continues and says, Mishayu Miktzas Bonov Tmeim Umiktzas Bonov Tehoyim. He has a few children that are Tameh, a few children that are Tar. The Tar children can eat Ma'aseh Sheni, but the Tameh children cannot because you have to eat Ma'aseh Sheni with Tahara. Maniach is a sela, he takes a sela, voimer, masha torim shoitim, sela zu michulel as olaf. Whatever the Torah are going to drink, so then this sela, ma'aseh sheni, will be exchanged, meaning the liquid, the drink, will turn to be kodesh and ma'aseh sheni. But only what the Torah drink, what the Torah drink not. And so tmeim, the torim shoitim, ikadechot. So the Torah and the Torah, the kids that are Torah, the kids that are Torah can drink from the same pot. The Torah, whatever they drink, is ma'aseh sheni. The tom, whatever they drink, is not ma'aseh sheni schulin, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, my pligini Rameir v'Rabbanan. So we talk about what we mentioned in the previous Amud, the Mishnah. The Rameir says you should not be mechalal money and fruits together on money. And Chachom says you could do it. Says the Gemara, the entire machlekes Rameir v'Rabbanan is a peir she'emim k'dei kesef. It's only fruits that are not worth a full coin. But if the fruits are worth a coin on their own, don't exchange them together with money on money. Exchange them on their own. And the Gemara explains, chatzi dinar kesef, chatzi dinar peiros. If you have a half a dinar of money, half a dinar of fruits, which means the fruits are not valued as a full coin, only half a dinar. Mutar, you can mechal both on one coin. But dinar kesef and dinar peiros, you have a full coin of money and a full coin of fruits, don't be mechal them together. Do each one on their own, and that's aser. And then everybody agrees that you should not do it together. Kol shekin shnei dinar kesef and shnei dinar peiros she'aser. And of course, even if you have a higher value, you have two dinarim of kesef, two dinarim of fruits, you want to make them together to put them into make them one big sela, because every sela is for dinar. You should not do that. You should do eat the fruits on their own. And if they're worth two dinar, it will be exchanged for one shekel, and you do the money on its own, and you don't combine them together, even according to Chachamim. The Mishnah quoted Adonim with Chachamim, the ones that do din in front of Chachamim. Says the Gemara, Eilu Adonim, who are these Tanoim that are called Adonim with Chachamim? Says the Gemara, Ben Azayu Ben Zayim, that's their names. Eilu Talmidim, who's called the Talmidim? Chananya Ben Chachinoi, Vablozo Ben Matyo. And who's called Eido Gdoisho? So we have different nicknames that we use for different mandomarim. So the Gemara, you put it in the store, which means Shammai Shita is do not exchange silver coins and copper. Just leave the silver coin by the store owner and eat credit against it. My time is why Shammai says it. If you exchange the silver coins for copper, you may forget that the copper coins are Ma'aseh Sheni. You may use it as chulin. So then we say, leave the silver coin by the store owner. Don't take any money of Ma'aseh Sheni in your pocket, and then you're not going to come to use it. Continues the Gemara in the Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Mishayu Miktzas Bonov Tmeim, we saw in the end of the Mishnah that he has children at Tam and children at Tam. He wants to give one drink for both. The part of it will be Ma'aseh Sheni, and part of it will be chulin. What's the case over here? If he said it's right away going to be exchanged on Ma'aseh Sheni, meaning the core Ma'aseh Sheni will be exchanged on the liquid, so now you have your liquid, which part of it is Ma'aseh Sheni, part of it is chulin, and the tmein cannot drink it. Maybe he says, once you drink it, then it's going to be Ma'aseh Sheni. So they didn't drink Ma'aseh Sheni, they drank chulin. There's a mitzvah to take the Ma'aseh Sheni and eat it. Nobody ate. When they ate, it was holy. Only afterwards it became Ma'aseh Sheni. So it's more Elokina and Kaiminon. What we talk about is Bo'imer Mikvar Lekashishte. Means once he drinks it, then Lemafreya, then retroactively will be Ma'aseh Sheni from the time they picked it up. So the ones that are Torah take some liquid and they drink it. Now they found out that the Torah drank it, so that part that they drank became Ma'aseh Sheni from the beginning. And the Tmein drinks something else, that stays chulin. So therefore, it's not me'urav, and it was Ma'aseh Sheni before they drank it. Says the Gemara, but Tmein Tomei Mes. This whole case is that the people that are Tomei Tmei Mes, Shein Kli Cheres Mitai Me'achorv, and they're drinking it from a Kli Cheres, from a clay potter. So then, when they pick it up, it doesn't become Tomei, because Kli Cheres does not become Tomei by picking it up by a Tmei Mes. Tmei Mes that touches a Kli Cheres, it makes it Tomei only from the inside, not from the outside. So therefore, even though they pick up the kli to drink it, it doesn't make it tameh. But aval b'tmein tumah zivo. But if they have tumah zivo, that tumah zova causes tumah from the outside. What and what way? As it were explained, shazam mit tumah be'eset. The zav causes tumah by picking up the kli. Loi bedo. Then you can't say it because if the tumah picks up the kli, he'll make it tameh. And if you have ma'aseh sheni inside, he'll make the whole thing tameh. So the Gemara, now that whole problem is only b'shehein echod ma'arim. I mean, each one takes on his own the kli and pours for himself a drink. Then there's not one specific person who is pouring it. If there's one person pouring for everybody else, I feel it's made to Baziva. Even to Baziva is not a problem. Just make sure the one who's pouring it, he's tar, so he won't make it tame. And the ones who are tame are not touching the kli, and will not make it tame, so it won't be a problem. This is the end of the second parak of Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni. Hadron Allah Ma'aseh Sheni Niton. Hadron Allah Ma'aseh Sheni Niton. So the Mishnah beginning of parak Shlishi. Lo yoimar adam lechaveiro ha'alas ha'peris ha'elu Yerushalayim lechalek. Person should not tell his friend, take the fruits of Yerushalayim and we will split it. Hello, Yomerlo, he tells him, ha'alim shenoichlem v'shenishtem Yerushalayim. Say, take it to Yerushalayim and then we'll eat and we'll drink it. Aval noisim zelazem ha'taschinum. So according to Reb Chaim, this last sentence is an explanation. Meaning, if I'm telling you to take it to Yerushalayim so he didn't drink it, we're basically giving him ma'taschinum. You're doing me a favor by bringing the fruits to Yerushalayim. And I'm doing you a favor by letting you to eat and to drink from my ma'aseh sheni. So to go and say, we'll split it, I'll give you a portion, that looks like a payment. You're not supposed to make a payment with ma'aseh sheni. It looks like you're paying a debt. But if you just split it, then it's fine. Because that's a matas chinu, that's a gift that each one is giving the other. Now, as Reb Chaim points out, really there's no big difference between the two. Because even when you say lechalek, you can't come and extract it and base it. Because then it is a schoir, and you can't do schoir with ma'aseh sheni. So in both lashonis that you're using, that the Mishnah is using, it's something that the one who's bringing the fruits cannot come and extract it. It's not bidin. It's only which lashon is a better lashon to use. And that leads us right away to the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the chilek between the two lashonis? In both cases, you can't take it away. So what's so important to say, not the words will divide it, but we'll go and eat and drink it together. So the Gemara of Zeir b'Shav Yenison mihilchos shel imum hu. Meaning it's one of the halachas which is unclear. We're not so clear in the chiluk of the Mishnah between the lashes, in the language that the Mishnah uses. Now the Gemara in the next Amud is going to bring a few other examples that are considered to be imum, halachas which are unclear, which we don't know the reason for them. And that will be other examples like our Mishnah. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Chof Aleph.